Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes. I believe it was last Friday I called, and because my account was charged $50 from this company, and I did not agree to it. The woman I spoke with said she canceled the transaction, but my account is now missing the $50.
Okay, your first and last name?
David Duchesne. D-U-C-H-E-S-N-E.
All right, Mr. Duchesne, for security purposes, please verify your address.
10 Ropes Street, Salem, Mass.
Okay, I do see here that you had the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings by providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better. With that monthly subscription of $49.89, basically being about $1.33 a day. Now, Mr. David, I see here that you were enrolled into the Bites Hub Nutrition app when you entered the contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that was all. It said, the ad said, take the survey and then purchase this for shipping cost, which was $2.50. I didn't see anything about entering no food thing.
Okay.
And I asked the woman to cancel that order. She said it was canceled, sent me a confirmation number on an email, and now my account is still missing the $50.
Did she tell you she was going to give you a refund?
She said, yeah, it was canceled, yeah.
Yeah, the account was canceled, not the charges.
Well, why wouldn't the charges,
I'm not certain because it shows that you actually opted in. You canceled it the same day that you opted in within about 15 minutes. So I'm not certain why the representative did not issue the refund back to the account. However, what I can do is go ahead and get it refunded back. Now, because the account was created and that registration was created, there is a $5 registration fee that is non-refundable. So instead of it being $49.89, you have a refund of $44.89. Now, with that refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business. Excuse me. I apologize for that. It does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account. But if you'll bear with me just a moment, I can go ahead and get everything issued back on my end for you today.
Okay, thank you.
You're definitely welcome. Bear with me just a moment. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get that refund submitted back to the account. Again, Mr. David, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for this refund to reflect into the account, but I have already submitted it on my end. Now, you are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming that refund back to the account.
Okay, great.
All righty. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.